You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling.
Well, here we are.
Excuse me, sorry.
That's becoming customary, that is. As soon as I open the microphone, it's going to... I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Should we start again? Yeah. It's a temptation, isn't it, when things go wrong like that? They shouldn't. Okay. Right, Tina is driving at the moment, so it's going to be a strain kind of show, but we've got six people in the call queue at the moment. Well, we did have. Line 5 has mysteriously disappeared because we were playing music and we didn't acknowledge. I don't know. Why do people call off? Because you don't acknowledge them? The reason why I don't pick up certain calls sometimes is that I already know the number and I already know who the person is, and that's why that the person, if they join the call queue and they are regular, I already know who they are. Call it photographic memory if you like, I don't know. But you know, you do get to know your regulars, you get to know their numbers, and you say okay. So then, we're going to make a start after that, because that shouldn't happen at the start of any show, but never mind. Okay, say hello to Tina then.
Good evening, Ken. I'm not driving tonight.
You're not?
Okay, no, then. It'll be Wednesday, right. I'm driving.
Wednesday night, of course. Okay. Sound effects, ladies and gents. Carol does a big yawn at the start of each show. Now, we're going to put it in, we're going to record it, and we're going to use it, right? Because it's the same Carol doing it then. Right. So, that's sound effects in the background. It shows that we're live. Right then. On line one, Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Good evening, Tina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. There are ups and downs. Keeps changing like it does for all of us. Any messages that you have from Spirit for me, please?
Okay, Deep. The scene, the ups and downs. Okay, they're seeing your ups and downs, and they're saying to me, you need to have more ups than you do downs, darling, please. They want you to start and pick yourself up a little bit. Just ignore what's going on around you. You need to focus on yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Please start and focus on yourself, darling, please. They want you to get more focused with your plans in life. Would you understand that?
Get more focus in my plans there. Sorry, say again.
Get more focused in the plans that you've got for your life. Get the plans that you've got in your head going. They're saying that you've got some plans in your head that you want to be getting going. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. They want you to do that, darling, because they feel as though you need to do these plans, and these plans will give you more incentive to start and go on with what you want to do, because I feel as though at this precise minute it feels as though the world or someone around you is pulling you down. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, yes, it's my famous ex, yes.
Right, okay. Well, this is what the meaning, ignore what's going on around you, sweetheart, please, because the thing that people will try and get one over you, all right, get one over you, and they don't want that. They don't want anybody getting one over you because you fought for so long, like you are doing now, and people around you are sort of like starting to get to you and start pulling you down, but you don't need to be listening to that. They're telling me to tell you to put that plan of action. I don't know what they're talking about by that, but they're saying to me, put your plan into action, okay, because you have got a plan of action of some sort.
Yes, it's with some kind of investment. I don't know what
they're just saying, put plan of action in. They'll say that you know what they mean. Okay.
Yeah.
They're saying to me, just put that plan of action into some sort of ideas because this is what you need to help you get going. They want you to start and focus more on yourself. They want you to start looking after yourself a lot more than what you are doing, please. They feel as though you need to go see a GP about something. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. They're saying to me, please go see the GP. Okay. You need to go see your GP for some reason.
Okay.
Okay. They're saying that they're very, very worried about you because since last time we spoke deep, they feel as though instead of climbing up that hill, you've gone down the ladder. Would you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Right, okay. Because for some reason, they're keeping a very close eye on you, sweetheart, because they feel as though you haven't got the strength like you used to do. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Giving you the strength, but you've got to get your mind open because they feel as though you're closed off from spirit, sweetheart. Okay. They do feel as though you're closed off from spirit. All right. So they want you to open your mind a little bit more and carry on with what you have to do. They want you to start and let them in as well. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. There's just that I don't know what this means. Okay. I don't know what this means. Instead of seeking revenge, you've got to seek redemption. Would that mean anything to you, please?
Yes, it does.
Right, okay. Okay. Because that's what they've just said to me. Tell him, I've got to tell him that we say he's got to stop seeking revenge and seek redemption. I don't understand what they mean by that, but obviously with me saying that, you do. Okay. Deep, would you understand you've been having vivid dreams, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's to me, Deep, please start putting two and two together. I don't understand why they're meaning that, but they're saying to me, please put two and two together. Would you have any idea what they're talking about?
No. And I don't remember my dreams, so maybe it's just to interpret the dreams. But I'll try to remember the dreams.
Right, okay. Because this is what they want. All right, sweet. They want you to start and put two and two together. God knows why they're saying that. But maybe you'll probably remember on one sort of occasion what they mean by that. All right?
Okay.
See, why are they telling me that you've got to think about things more clearly? Why are they telling me you've got to think about things more clearly? Would you understand I've got to tell you that?
Yeah, the thoughts from the past are upsetting me. I think it's probably that. That's why.
It's what?
The thoughts. Yeah, the thoughts from the past are. They upset me, so it blurs my vision. That's probably
right. Okay, you've got to start thinking forward, not backwards. Okay. They're wanting me to tell you positivity is a good thing, negativity is a bad thing, all right? You've got to stop living in the past and move to the future, all right, darling? Yes, you do have things coming up in the past that you can't quite forget, all right? But you've got to start and trying to forget them and move on to the future, because you've got a lot planned out for the future, sweetheart. Okay, you've got a lot planned out for the future, I'm being told. Okay, would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Yes.
They want you to understand that they're there for you. They want you to understand that they're there for you. But you've got to open your mind, because they feel as though you're closed off. Okay. They're saying, please get him to open his mind, because we need to give him a lot of energy, and we need to give him a lot of thought, okay? Because they want to help you, all right, with something that you're thinking about. They feel as though you've been asking for help, but your mind's not open enough to accept that help. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Right, okay. This is why, sweetheart, they're asking me to get you to open your mind.
Okay.
They're asking me to get you to open your mind because they want you to start and think out of the box. I don't understand what they mean about that. They want you to start and think out of the box, darling. Would you understand why they're saying that?
Yes.
Right, okay. You've got to start thinking out the box as well, because it feels as though someone's backing you into a corner so much as though you feel as though they're burying you in a box. Would you understand that? Not literally as in terms, but literally as in thought. You feel like you're boxed in with something. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Please, 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 can you start and help yourself to, so we can help you. We want you to succeed at everything that you do, okay? They want you to start and think out of your comfort zone, I'm feeling. Would you understand any of that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, okay. They want you to come out of your comfort zone, darling. Start expanding. Okay? They want you to start expanding. Okay? So please, 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 can you come out of your comfort zone, darling? This is what they're saying. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a lot for the lovely message, Dina.
All right. Thank you very much, Deep. Thank you.
Thank you, Deep.
Thank you, Kat.
Well, I just want to bring people up to date on something that we said on last night's show. There was a car accident out here last night. Quite a severe accident, because the car was supposed to have turned on its head, side down, took the bus stop away, okay, completely. And this is a bus shelter, not a stop, by the way. But apparently, looking at the news report on it, nobody was killed. And the wife thought she'd seen somebody there taken out with a white sheet over them. I think they're probably, sometimes they do that. Because they want to keep their identity on, because there's people there taking photos, so it's probably something that they do. but they don't usually put a sheet over you unless you're actually demised. Right. Okay, let's see where we're going next. We've got six lovely people at the moment and the single bell. You heard there finishing that call. So, okay. We'll be playing our little advert in just a moment, but let's see where we're going. Holly.
Good evening.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm okay, darling. You?
Good.
How can I help?
Anything you pick up on, fine.
Okay, sweetheart. Holly, would you understand that you're feeling a little bit better by yourself, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though you're excited about something. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yeah.
Okay. By this excitement, Holly, I'm picking up that you've had some news of some sort that's made you very, very happy, and there's something that you're looking forward to. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, darling. I feel as though this is going to be a big change in your life. Would you understand that as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though it's a job prospect.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay. I feel as though it's a job prospect, darling. I really do. But I do feel, besides that, you're happy about something else as well. It feels as though it's either you've been talking to somebody or you're waiting for a phone call of some sort. Would you understand that, love?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a phone call.
Right, okay. Right. But there's something that's really made you really, really giddy, and I can't put my finger on it. Okay. I do feel, sweetheart, okay, that something's going to change your life, or you're going to have a good turnaround in your life. All right? I do feel as though you're going to have a good turnaround in your life, sweetheart, all right? And I do feel as though everything that you're looking for is going to come for you. All right, sweetheart. I understand that you've been feeling nervous in the past, but I just can't put my finger on why you're feeling so giddy right now. Okay, and excited. All right.
Yeah.
I understand. Yes, you've had some news. All right, darling. Okay. I also feel as though I feel as though there's a special man coming into your life, not if he's there already, okay? I do feel as though this is kind of maybe in the region of why you're feeling so excited and so giddy, sweetheart, all right? But I understand as well that you're feeling... I understand that the about anxiousness. I feel anxiousness around you as well. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. The angels are calling upon you for something, sweetheart. The angels are calling upon you for something. I don't know what it is, but the angels are calling upon you for something. All right? Or they're going to call upon you for something. I feel as though there's going to be somebody who you're going to be helping sooner than later. Okay. Because I do feel as though this person that's going to come to you is going to be in need of desperate help. All right?
Okay.
Sorry?
Oh, I said okay.
I understand. Sorry?
Sorry, the kitten is making me laugh, so I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Holly, would you understand that you've been hearing voices around you calling your name, please?
One time.
Okay. It was a female figure that was around you.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do sense the presence of a male as well. I do sense the presence of a male figure around you. And these are the ones that are helping you with something or to decide about something, because I feel as though you've got some sort of a decision to make. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel as though these are going to help you make a decision, sweet. All right? I feel as though it's not a big decision, but it's a decision that you feel as though it's going to change you. All right, darling. I understand as well around you that you've got somebody else that's feeling anxious. It's not just you. There's someone else around you that's feeling anxious. Would that make sense?
Yeah, probably a female.
Right, okay. Okay. Because I feel as though there's somebody around you being anxious as well, darling. All right? Okay. Because the angels are feeling like they want to help this other person that's anxious around you, but they don't feel as though this other person that's around you is as open-minded as you are. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Hollywood, do you understand that you've been having vivid dreams? You've been seeing people, but you've not quite understand who they are, please.
No, I knew who they were. This one lady, I knew who she was in my dream, and she said she was going to kill me.
What?
I know.
What on earth for?
She said if I came back into her area, she was going to kill me. I don't know.
Okay.
It was a weird, vivid dream.
Right, okay. All right. That shouldn't have happened, really. That shouldn't be happening.
I know, I was scared.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a bit of a weird scenario to work out. Now, with the other vivid dreams that you've been having, there's people been around you that's been trying to give you some advice on feeling as well. Would that make sense?
I don't remember those. I only remember the bad one.
All right. Okay. Well, I feel as though someone's been trying to give you advice, darling. I do feel as though someone's trying to give you advice. I do feel as though it's a lady spirit that's trying to give you advice. Not the one that you've just been talking about, but another one. She's trying to give you advice, but she doesn't seem to try to get it through. Obviously, because you don't remember your vivid dreams. They're trying to say that on some point, you've got to try and analyse what you can get. I don't understand why they're saying that, but they're saying you've got to try and analyse of what you can get, sweetheart, all right? They understand that sometimes you can't remember, but the ones that you can remember, you've got to analyse. I don't know why they're saying this, because I feel as though there's something... Sorry?
No, go ahead. It's the cat
again. I feel as though there's something in store for you, darling, something nice in store for you. Okay, I do feel as though there's something nice in store for you, all right? I do feel as though there's something good going to come your way, okay, darling? And I also feel as though that things are going to change. I feel as though you feel as though things are going to change, and I do feel as though things are going to change for you, darling. I do feel as though things are going to change for the better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I also feel as though life is going to start picking up for you. Okay. I feel as though life is going to start picking up for you as well, because I feel as though you've been in the same situation as you are in now for a very long time. This is what I'm feeling. Okay, but the angels want to change that for you because of the work that you've done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they feel as though they want to change that because of the work you've done for them, sweetheart, and they want to try and help you move on with your life as well as with your readings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I also feel as though, Holly, things are going to take, when these things do take place, I feel as though you're going to be like kind of overwhelmed with what is happening around you as well. All right. And I do feel as though things, when these things happen, you are going to get overwhelmed, but I also feel as though you're going to be a lot happier as well. Would you understand that you've been reminiscing on past history, please?
About a month ago, I was.
Right, okay. Okay, because I was watching you reminiscing on past history, sweetheart. All right, darling. And they want you to start and concentrate on it, basically. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, I'll just take Tina's mic up for just a moment there. Right. Okay, I need to open that microphone, otherwise you're not going to hear a single word I'm saying. Right, so you'll all be familiar with the new PayPal button that we have. It's a little bit easier, I've been told. It just quite simply just one PayPal button instead of two to worry about. And what it says there, new set amount donate button, click here. That is a clickable link that takes you off to PayPal, where you will see a drop down menu. You can pay by card, or you can pay simply by email if you have a PayPal account, which is easy. Even if you haven't got one, it's still easy anyway. I'm bleeding. It's all right. I've got a broken fingernail, and I keep banging it. Now we're going to play our little advert, just to remind you of what the PayPal button is there for.
You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling.
Okay, the $3.50 is a suggested amount. We get about £2 of that on the current exchange, if we're lucky. And because it is a new set donation button now, it makes it easier, donations, because we get more off it, sort of thing, yeah, because it's actually working as a donation button now. It wasn't before. It was going through the PayPal system where they take so much off at each end, but we apparently, because it goes through a donation system now, we get the majority of it, and I don't think we take anything off now with the new button. So it means that we're getting what you give, which is should be, because donations, they shouldn't be taking anything out of them really, should they? Because it is a donation. It's what you give and what you give to support us here to bring shows like this one and upcoming shows. We apologise at the start of the show for the sound effects, and as you can hear, Carol's coughing like a good one this evening, you know, because the windows are open, the traffic's going past and everything's live, and I'm looking through my window at 25 minutes to 10 here in the UK. It's going to be a lovely day tomorrow again. Yay! Let's go at night. Do you believe it? I wonder how many people actually believe in the red sky at night. And is it just an old wives' tale? Farmer's tale? It usually does follow, doesn't it? That if the red sky at the night time, that it is going to be warm the next day. Usually, I've never known it any different. Right then, let's bring Tina back in. We've lost one call. Five never called back. But we should be on line three now. That's Queen.
My Queen, good evening.
Ah, my lady, how art thou today?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I too am good. I'm wonderful, actually. What's up?
Good. I'm glad you're okay. Sorry?
So am I. I said, so am I.
Good, good, good. Good. How can I help?
Whatever you get, and if I have any questions, I will ask. Thank you.
Okay. My Queen, I understand that you're seriously thinking of some ideas that you want to be putting forward. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. That includes, I'm being told, includes some sort of special project you're working on. Would you understand that, please?
I will say yes.
Okay. I do feel as though there's something very, very special that you're working on. Okay. I do feel as though there's something very special that you're working on. Okay. I understand as well that you're feeling overwhelmed with something as well. Would you understand that as well, please?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe.
Okay. Because I feel as though you're feeling overwhelmed with something. All right, my lady. I also feel as though you're looking forward to the future. And I do feel as though you're looking at somewhere that you're going to be traveling to. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, that's for sure. A lot.
Okay. Okay. I feel as though you're going to go see somewhere that you've not seen for a very long time, or there's something that you want to see that you've been anchoring after seeing. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My Queen, would you understand that you've been getting visitors in the night, not of the earthly plane?
Yes.
Okay. Because they've been making themselves known and they've been wanting you to know that they're there, all right? Because I do feel as though there's somebody around you that is giving you a lot of inspiration and a lot of encouragement. Would you understand that, please?
I will say yes.
Okay. I feel as though it's a female figure that's around you, very powerful. Very, very powerful. But I don't feel it's mum this time that's been around you. I don't feel as though it's mum. Okay, would you understand another powerful female figure in spirit, please?
You know, that brings up a question. Because my mother did come in a dream the other night, and she hardly ever comes like that. But
right.
I also dreamed of Oprah last night. And there was a seat for me at her table, but there was the chair that I was to sit in was not, it's like, you know, the princess or whoever, when she went to sit in the chairs, it wasn't the right chair. Anyway, it wasn't the right chair, so I moved on to, you know, to other things, looking for my proper seat. So I'm just putting that out there to see what you feel around that.
Right, okay. With that, it's giving you a sign, okay? With that, it's giving you a sign that you're going to be speaking. You're going to be speaking at something. I feel as though somebody's going to come to you and ask you to start do a speech of some sort, okay? I do feel as though there's going to be a gathering and there's going to be a speech. This is why you wasn't seeing the normal chair. It feels as though you... Saying that, you feel it feels as though it was like a throne of some sort. Would you understand that?
Well, it wasn't a throne. It wasn't... It didn't suit me.
Right, okay.
It wasn't... even though it was Oprah or someone who I thought was Oprah, it wasn't royal enough for me. It wasn't a throne. It wasn't regal. It wasn't comfortable.
Right. Okay.
I didn't want to. So I didn't.
Okay, but this is what I feel as though somebody's going to invite you to do a speech. Okay. I feel as though you're going to be doing a speech of some sort, because that's what a dream represents, what a sort of a dream represents. Okay. I do feel as though it's going to be around people who have been following you. Okay. I feel as though it's going to be around people that's been following you. I think this is where the traveling's going to come in as well. All right. This is what this female figure's trying to show you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I accept that. Also, the anxiety a little bit. I'm doing an art show this weekend, and they're only giving me an hour to set up, which is not enough time at all. And
right.
I'm feeling like, you know, how to make myself smaller, basically, so that I can do it without being stressed, you know, setting up in an hour. That's crazy. But anyway, I think that's
right.
What you're picking up on.
Yes, this is what I'm probably picking up on. Right. This is what I'd do. I'd take my time, okay, relax, because I don't want you feeling anxious, because this is where when things go wrong, okay? You need to relax, my queen. Honestly, you need to relax. Okay, so just think of yourself as you're not going to get anxious, you're not going to get upset, you're not going to get uptight. You're just going to set it up, and you're just going to be nice and relaxed. Okay, you need to be more relaxed than what you are now. Put a plan into action of what you're going to be setting up and how you're going to be setting up. Okay, and just go with that plan. And just basically just relax, because this is what people want you to be. Not uptight, but anxious and very, very nervous. Would you understand that?
Well, if that's what they want, you know, by doing it like that, it's not only me, it's others they're doing it too.
Yeah,
But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting it into place. Now, it's like I have to, like I said, play smaller or definitely differently, because the way I would like to set up in a royal way, I'm going to do it in a much smaller, grander fashion. So that's you know, and I'm doing that now. I'm in my studio now, deciding what I'm going to take, what I'm not going to take, and
Just don't take anything too big. Don't take anything too big that it's going to take a lot of setting up. Just take the simple things that you're going to be, that you want to take and set up. And can I advise you to take somebody with you that can give you some hand to set up as well, please?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There might be somebody there to help me, but there won't be anybody I can take with me. Not in the physical anyway.
Right.
Spirit, it will help, but there won't be anybody that can help me.
Right. The spirit will be there helping you. Spirit will be there helping you. Okay. Definitely, spirit will be there helping you. That's a known fact. Because mum and this other higher power will be with you. I don't understand who this other higher power is. She's not revealed herself yet. Okay. But she really is of a higher power. And she said she's going to give you all the strength that you need to have that weekend. Okay. She wants to give you all the strength that you have, that she has to give to you. Okay. She wants this to go well because this is what I feel about that's going to make you be out there. This is what I feel as though it's going to make you into some person that's going to be recognized. I feel as though this is everything that's coming together that I've been talking about over the past few weeks. Okay. Because I do feel this is what's going to be recognized for you. And I do realize you're going to be the person that's going to be recognized. Okay.
I accept that with gratitude to you and to her and to all of all. And thank you, Ken. Thank you, my lady.
My queen, thank you.
Thank you, queen. Right, we're going to take a break then, ladies and gents, because we're at 1:40. Take a break now means that we can start our second hour with the same amount of callers. Lovely.
until the end of time.
Okay, okay. Now, okay. Right, so we've got three lovely people with us for the second hour so far, and hopefully we'll get a few more callers as the night goes on, because we don't really want to go early, but we will, if we get no callers. So we'll see how it goes. Okay. Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. Thank you very much. How you doing today? Thank you very much. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm okay. How can I help, Valerie?
Yes, I technical questions real fast. Okay, thank you, Tina, for again, Facebook the network. I know that I was being checked for my background, and I want to know if they completed my background, have I passed? They haven't. I can't say who it is on the radio, but it was very intensively.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
I do feel as though you're going to pass your background, darling, because I don't, as again, you know, don't feel there's anything in your background that needs to be looked at, all right? I honestly do feel as though you're going to be passing your background, sweetheart, all right? With other things, you don't need to worry about other things, okay? Other things are going to work out and other things are going to be okay for you, all right? I do feel as though there's something, there's going to be something good towards you coming, all right, Veronica, all right? I do feel as though everything's settled down at work as well. Would that make sense?
Oh, thank God, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Everything's settled down at work as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Right, okay.
Hello, yes.
Go on, ask your question.
Should I buy an RV right now? I saw one that I like that I can afford. Should I wait or do this now?
Should you buy what, sweetheart? Say that again, I didn't quite hear you.
An RV.
That's entirely your choice, darling. That's entirely your choice. That's your own free will working at its best, okay? If you feel as though you can buy it, then buy it. But if not, if you don't feel as though you can buy it, then wait. That's the only advice I can give you, darling, okay? I do feel as though you want a car of some sort, all right, darling. But I do feel as though... I do feel as though things are still pretty hard for you right now. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because you need to conserve yourself a little bit, darling. All right? I'm being told you need to conserve yourself a little bit more. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Please slow down with everything that you've got running inside your head. You can't do everything all at once, I'm being told to tell you. Okay, please sort yourself out, okay, before you think of anything else. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I want to ask you that I'm thinking about another, I know I'm being background checked, but I'm thinking about another job, see if I can get into another department, because I already got in, but that department is mostly all the departments, except for four of them.
Right, so, okay. again, go with your gut instinct. Go with what your gut's telling you, because the angels are working with you, darling. Okay, the angels are working with you. All right. Go on.
I wanted to ask you, sorry for the noise. I wanted to ask you. I'm about to open the business door in probably this week. I don't think I can wait 3 weeks because I just got back a week ago. Gone
yeah.
for 5 weeks. And I was just wondering, I think it's just a signage. Am I ready? I am ready. It's looking good. I have it more full now.
Right, okay. So you want to open your business?
Yeah, I already have the location. We got everything in there. I just got to put the sign and open the door for customers to come in.
Okay. Well, if that's what you want, sweetheart, if that's what you want, then go for it. Okay. If that's what you want, then go for it, darling, all right? Because I do feel as though that will work as well. All right. I do feel as though that will work. Okay. I do feel as though that will work because I do feel as though things will start and get better for you at that. All right. I do feel as though things will start getting better for you because that is the way you're wanting things. This is the way you've been wanting things to go at the time. All right.
Okay.
This is what... I feel as though Veronica owning this business was one of your dreams as a little girl. Would that make sense?
Yes, it is. And I'm 95% complete. I need that open the door and signage. I'm going to look in the signage this week. Can I ask you another question, please?
Yeah.
It's important. The man with the little R, because he has my two pets.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to get the... I was just wondering that if he has... Has he calmed down? Like, am I able to communicate with him now? I mean, I know
should
he was
imagine so.
Sometimes?
I should imagine so, yeah. I should imagine so. Because I do feel as though this man that you're talking about has had a lot to think about as well, because I do feel as though you gave him a few options as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. I do feel as though he's had a good think about things. All right.
And you know what, ma'am? Can I tell you something? God
yep.
is good. I have helped homeless people off the street to get into a home. I'm not.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
This department I got into, which is because I'm in the U.S. This is a big one in the U.S. I'm sure they were. I'm sure they went over there and got contact because. And I'm sure he kind of had panic.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, have they contacted him or have they gone over there?
I'm not sure, darling. I'm not sure at all. But all I know is that the work that you're doing also, you're a nurse angel. Okay.
Thank you.
You're a nurse angel as well, because you help people as well as you help yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do feel
yeah,
as though you're a nurse angel as well, Veronica, you are, because you care about other people sometimes. You put more people in front of you than you do yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. But there is time, sweetheart, that you're going to have to start and put yourself first, all right? There is times that you're going to have to start and put yourself first, darling, because there is times that you do... take over, like, think about more about people than you do yourself, and then you completely forget what's going on in your own life. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you just ask you another question quickly? I understand. Thank you for putting my head straight.
Okay.
This man with the letter R, was he, it's important, was he able to figure out a situation around him that he was lied to, or did he, were any repercussions being taken care of that he understands?
I do feel as though he's had a lot of things to think about, sweetheart. I do feel as though he's had a lot of things to think about, okay? I do feel as though he's had a lot of things about, especially what you put to him as well, All right. I do feel as though he's had a lot of things to think about, sweetheart. All right. Please don't push the issue when you speak to him again. Okay. Please don't push the issue. You need to start and just let him come round to his own terms, and then please start and think about yourself a little bit more, please, because you need to start taking care of yourself as well as taking care of others. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. One, two more things quickly. Are the two pets okay with him? Is he taking care of them? Is he still taking care of them quite in high priority?
I feel so, yeah. I feel so, darling.
Oh,
I do
good.
Feel so, yeah.
You do. And then my other pets, because I'm gonna go in the are they okay? Will I be able to reanimate my other pets?
Yeah, you should be all right.
I'm gonna hit core system and all that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I know you can't talk about it myself.
Yeah, you should be okay.
Out.
You should be okay. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tina, for helping people. True, I got to take care of myself more. I have not been feeling very well. You're right about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Hello.
Thanks, Veronica. Okay. Now then. Okay. Would you believe that was line 4? Well, okay. Looking at line 5 and 6 have mysteriously disappeared. So we will go on to line 7 in just a moment. I'm just waiting for sticky buttons. We have sticky buttons in the studio this evening, and the buttons are sticking a little bit. So we've got to wait for those to settle, and why that should be, I don't know. Nothing to do with a slow internet or slow click speed, perhaps, on the mouse. I don't know. I don't know. But it's not accepting the clicks. We toy with Blog Talk, you know, it's probably the best platform that we've used over the years. It's been reliable, really, in many ways, and we've had some lovely callers and listeners that we've made into a community, I think, you know, and we have a following. We appreciate the support that we have been getting. However, we need that support more, because there are still people that are calling in on a regular basis but not donating on a regular basis. And that makes it a little bit hard on the rest of the people that actually are donating, which is not right. But okay, never mind. Let's see where we are then. Suzanne.
Good evening.
Hello.
Suzanne.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Is anything that you pick up?
Okay. Suzanne, I feel as though you're a little bit, you're much more happier in yourself just lately. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though there's something around you that you've been lifted by. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel a good positive energy around you, darling. I'm feeling a really good positive energy around you. Okay. I do feel as though there's a lot of love around you as well, sweetheart. Okay. From the spirit world. I do feel as though there's a lot of love around you, darling. Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to start and feel as though you're needed to feed off that positive energy, sweetheart, please, because this is the your spirit's coming around you, all right? The spirits around you that's coming around you, sweetheart, that want you to start and pick yourself up a little bit, all right? They want you to start and pick yourself up a little bit, all right, sweetheart? They want you to also start and look to the future. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Look to the future?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's things in the past that you can learn from, they're saying. Would you understand why they're saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to learn from that and take it into the future with you. I don't know why they're saying this, sweetheart, all right? I don't understand why they're saying this, all right? But they feel as though there's something special for you in the future, okay? I do feel as though this is what they're getting at. I feel as though there's something special in the future. It might be a someone special as well. Would you understand that as well?
I don't know. I'm looking. I'm hoping for someone special, but...
Right, okay. All right. The things from your past is learn, the things that you can learn from your past is to take into the future about a special someone that's going to be coming into your life, okay? Because I feel as though you're going to have that certain someone come into your life, and it's a certain person that you've been looking for as well, darling, okay? Person that you want to be with for the rest of your life. Would you understand that, darling, please?
That would be great.
Okay. They want you to think about something. There's something that you need to think about, darling. Would you understand that?
No. Like what?
I don't know. It's either that or it's coming for you. There's something for you to think about that's coming to you, darling. I don't understand what they're saying about this, but I think there might be an opportunity coming your way that you need to think about, okay? I don't know whether it's to do with work or something of a sideline that you want to do. All right, darling.
I mean, I'm working now, but I didn't know if I was going to get summer school, if I had to do something else, what do you see with that?
I think this is something that you're going to think about.
You mean I'm going to get a call about it?
I feel as though, yeah, there's something, I think this is what they're trying to say. There's something that you need to think about is coming. Okay, so it might be, excuse me, it might be the summer school thing, or it might be an opportunity of some sort, because this is what I'm feeling, darling, all right? Because they're saying to me, ask her to think about it when it comes, before you make any certain sort of decisions. I don't understand why they're saying that, darling. Okay, maybe you will.
I think I know. I am summer school. That's weird you said that. I was supposed to have 9 to 2 every day, but I'm not sure they're going to give me that or be a sub. And then I don't know, I could be called once a week, twice a week. I don't know what they, or if they do that, then I have to try to get something else. But I have to find out soon because school is over like next Tuesday.
Right. Okay. All right. excuse me. That's maybe what they're trying to tell you then, sweetheart. All right. That's maybe what they're trying to tell you about. Think about it before you do anything. All right.
You mean wait to see what they're going to give me?
Yeah, wait to see what they're going to give you. And then if you don't like what they give you, try and negotiate a little bit. Okay. Because the people that are around you only want what's best for you. All right, this is what they're telling me. They only want what's best for you.
You think
okay.
They're going to give me the 9 to 2 or subbing for it? Which one?
I feel as though it could be the 9 to 2, sweetheart. But
all right, then I would take it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there's options there as well. There's other options that's besides that one as well, they're saying. I don't understand why they're saying that. Okay. I don't think it's a stubborn one, but I do feel as though there's something else going to come towards you. Would you understand that you've been looking at something else besides the summer school one as well, please?
Yeah, bus company keeps calling me, but I don't call them because I have to see if I have the summer school first. But
yeah.
Summer school and the bus would start at the same time, July 2nd.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. They just said to me, free will is yours, but we're always there to help. Okay. I don't understand who these people are that's around you, sweetheart. Okay. I feel as though it was somebody you was very close to. I do feel as though it's somebody that you was very close to, okay, that's in spirit world. They want you to understand that they're always there as well. All right, Suzanne. They want you to know that they do try and make their presence known. Would you understand hearing any sort of footsteps or having a breeze around you, please?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's them trying to make their presence known. Okay.
Okay, maybe I can ask them which one I should do or which one I'll get. I don't know.
They're not sure. They said it's a catch-22 at the minute. It's catch-22. It's going to be the first person that calls you.
Well, the bus keeps calling, but the subbing,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I should ask them tomorrow if I'm going to be the 9 to 2 or sub. If I get the 9 to 2, I'll take it over the bus. If I get subbing, I can't.
Right, okay. Your best bet is to give them a call and see which one you do get. Okay. Try and give them a call tomorrow and see if you can get any answers. Okay.
Well, I have to go
because
to the
school.
I work at the school now as a lunch monitor, so maybe I could try to knock on someone's door and ask.
Yeah. Because I feel as though this is very important to you, sweetheart. I do feel as though this is very important to you. Okay. I feel as though there's something else that's important around you that you need to get done as well. Would you understand that, please?
I don't know. I'm trying to help my son with stuff.
Okay. That's just as important as well, darling. Okay. That's just important as well. I feel as though you're feeling as though there's not many hours in the day to do what you have to do. Would you understand that?
Well, maybe in the past, but I'm just trying to enjoy my son because he's on a military leave and he's going to have to go back.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's going to be heartbreaking for you. That's really going
to
be heartbreaking for you.
I don't want to think about it.
Oh, bless you. I do feel, sweetheart, that you need to knock on some doors maybe tomorrow and see if you can find the answers that you want, okay?
Yeah, the bus company calls me every day, but they want me for summer and September, but I didn't know whether I should stay where I'm at and then try to get something more hours where I'm at. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel as though you need to go with your gut feeling as well. I feel as though you do need to go with your gut feeling as well, because I do feel as though you've been thinking a lot about this gut feeling that you've been having. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel as though you need to go with your gut feeling, because it's the angels as well trying to give you some sort of clue as to what you should do, because angels can't interfere in free will, sweetheart, but they can give you ideas. Okay.
With love life when they're coming in?
I feel as though it could be soon. Don't ask me when, because I don't know, because spirit doesn't have a time level. But I do feel as though it could be very soon. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I mean, I have two friends that I'm going to see this week. But next week.
Okay, then.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Suzanne. And I think Suzanne's gone now. There you go. Right. Okay, let's see where we are. Oh, right. Now, before we bring this gentleman on, I have to tell you that we have Justin with me there in the call queue this evening. Now, Justin is a good friend of mine from way back, really, I suppose, because Justin used to have his own show here on Blog Talk. So it's lovely to hear your voice again there, Justin. Okay.
Justin, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you, Ken. And I was just letting you know, I'm actually about to start my show back up here in the next day or two.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That's good, that, then. That's good, that. You'll have to send me the link so I can have a listen.
Okay. You were on my show, actually.
Am I?
You were about 4 years ago with Chris. Remember Chris from Curious Times?
No, that wasn't me, sweetheart. I've only been on the radio just over a year.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you sounded like... Okay,
yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry.
I've only just been on the radio just maybe 2 years now. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind.
All right.
Okay, how can I help, darling?
Well, I was just calling to, I feel like, I'm ready to come back. It's been a long, 4 or 5 years. I kind of fell off the face of the earth. And I think I'm ready. So I was seeing what you had from spirit, like messages.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. The spirit are very, very pleased that you want to do what you have to do again, Justin. They want you to do what you have to do again, darling. All right. They're understanding that you really, really are. How can I put it? Excited to do. And start your own radio show up again. All right. Would that make sense?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. They don't want you to push too much. I don't understand why they're saying that. They want you to start it up slow and sure. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does.
Right, okay. Because they're saying slow... slow and sure wins the race. Okay, this is what I'm getting. Slow and sure wins the race. Would you understand why I'm being told that?
I do. I know exactly why. Yeah.
Right, okay. All right. Because they feel as though because you've had a break for so long, darling. Okay. I feel as though because you've had a break for so long, you need to get back into it. All right. They said even if you do one or two days a week, okay, and then go from there. Would you understand why I'm being told to tell you that, please?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. Because they don't want you overpowering yourself like you did last time.
Right.
I don't
burnt
understand
out.
Why they're saying
yeah.
that.
I got burnt out almost, and I didn't like that.
Right, okay. So you basically burn yourself out with all the things that you were doing on the radio.
Plus, I got cancer, and I think it possibly could have been from me not releasing, the energy.
Yeah. Okay. When you start your radio show back up, you have to meditate before you start your radio show. Would you understand
yes,
why I'm being told to tell you that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're giving me something about spiritual incense, Justin. Would you understand why they're giving me something about spiritual incense?
I'm not sure. I'm not too sure with what spiritual incense. What is like? I'm sorry, maybe I just don't understand.
Okay. They're saying something about burning some spiritual incense,
incense. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. They're saying something about burning spiritual incense before you do your show, and it will help you more connect with what you have to do. Okay?
Oh, okay.
This is what they're getting at. This is what they're getting at, okay, darling. They're understanding that you're feeling a little bit anxious because you've been off the radio for so long, and they want you to start, and you want to start it up again. But you've got a feeling inside of yourself that things are not going to be the same. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does, actually.
Right. Okay. Okay. Don't feel like that, darling. Please don't feel like that, because this is what I'm being told. Please don't feel like that, darling, because you have to understand, yes, at the beginning it's going to be slow, but yes, at the end, in the middle, and towards the future, it's going to start coming up pretty quick, because you're good at what you do. Okay.
Okay.
I'm being told to tell you, you're good at what you do, and you know you're good at what you do. Okay. All right,
okay,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
You've got to have a little faith, darling, I'm being told to tell you. You've got to have some faith. Would you understand why I'm being told that?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. You need to start and relax a little bit. I don't know when you're going to start your radio up, but I feel as though you're going to start your radio up pretty soon. Okay.
Yeah, next few days. Yeah.
Right,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
You need to be relaxed when you do that, darling, okay? You need to be relaxed, all right? Because I do feel as though, yes, the first day is going to be very nervous, but you don't want to let the people know that you're nervous,
right?
Because
it
that will
bad
have...
energy.
Say that again, sorry.
It puts a bad energy out there, kind of.
It certainly does,
yeah.
Yes, it certainly does. But we do feel as though you need to start and do some positive meditation. Get some positive meditation started.
Okay.
You need to start getting some positive meditation inside of you, because that will boost the positivity inside of you as well. You need to start and bring yourself up to how you're going to run your radio show. You need to start and build yourself up to the amount of people you're going to have calling in for you as well. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please, you need to also start and think about how you're going to conduct it and how you're going to present it, all right? Because they feel as though you haven't got these quite figured out yet. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does. And that leads to the question.
Okay.
It has to deal with next month.
Okay.
Something very serious. So that's what I was curious about. And I've been kind of basing everything on that. And,
right.
I don't know if you're feeling anything for that, but that would just please my mind, you know, my mind.
Right. Okay. I don't feel as though there's anything serious going to be going on, sweetheart. I really don't feel as though there's anything serious. The seriousness of it all is like what you have to do, darling. All right. That's the only thing that's the seriousness of it all is what you have to do. I'm feeling as though you've got a sense of worrying about the funds to keep the radio show going. Would that make sense?
Having issues with funds for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes and no, maybe, yeah.
Right, okay. All you've got to do, sweetheart, is keep that positivity, all right? You've got to keep that positivity, darling, all right? Don't let any sort of negativity come into you, all right, babe? Because I'm being told to tell you that things are going to work out for you. Things are going to be working out, because I feel as though you're going to get an influx of your old callers once they know that you're back on the radio, okay? They want you to start, I don't know whether you've got a Facebook account, sweetheart, but they want you to do what Ken does as well, put it on your Facebook account so you can get new callers coming in as well. Would you understand why I'm being told that?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Because they want you to start and think about promoting yourself as well. These promotions will start and get you to where you want to be. okay?
Okay.
To get you where you want to be. It's where you want to be, and I do feel as though it could be a lot more better than what you want it to be as well, sweetheart, okay? Because I do feel once all your old callers know that you're back on the radio, I do feel as though as well that that's going to happen and you're going to get new callers coming in as well, darling, okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I'll thank you for calling in just then, and I hope that everything does work out for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Justin. And it's good to hear you back again. Okay. And you say that's it, because you do remember people's voices, you know, and as soon as you said Justin there, I thought, yes, I know the name, I know the voice. And I think that's going to be his marker as well, because, I think that would actually be a good marker. You know the name, you know the voice, we're back. And that would be a good intro for the first show there, because it's got a well-recognized voice, a well-recognized presentation there, you know, and people will remember that, yeah. Okay, right, let's see where we're going. Jessica.
Hi.
Good evening, Jessica. How can I help, darling?
Hi, good evening. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about this one thing. So I've been having trouble sleeping the last couple nights. It's been really weird that I have been sort of waking up with, like, my heart is racing and just, like, really, really strange. I think it's, like, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies.
Yeah.
Is it related to that, or is it something else going on? I moved my bed this morning, but I was, like, kind of like afraid of like whatever was going on.
Right, okay. Have you been having vivid dreams, darling, please?
I mean, it's nothing really new. I always kind of do, but I did have a vivid dream maybe two nights ago.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel as though one of these vivid dreams, sweetheart, has actually put a scare into you of some sort. Would you understand that, please?
Oh, yeah. It was about my dog. He came back to life, and it was like really, I was like awake while I was having the dream, but it was like sort of freaking me out. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that could be it. All right, sweetheart. My condolences on the loss of your dog as well, darling.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as that could be it as well. I feel as though you feel as though he's still around you and you want to reach out to him. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm always talking to him. And he is going to come back, like, in a different body. Like, we've been talking about that. But it was just a really... It was sort of like he came alive from the dead. It was really sort of a creepy dream. Like, I just didn't understand.
Right.
Like, it's like when someone rises from the dead, it was just really like a weird feeling like that.
Right.
Like, it was an image. It was really strange.
It'll be a dream interpretation that your dog has actually reached the rainbow where he's supposed to be. He's reached the rainbow bridge. Okay, and he's gone over the rainbow bridge as well. Okay, so he's basically coming back to tell you he's okay. This is what he's doing. He's coming back to give you the notice that he's okay and he's reached where he wants to be. Okay, because I feel as though he's running around and he's playing with other spirit animals as well. But I don't think he'll quite leave you, sweetheart. I don't think he'll quite leave you. He will be around you, okay? He will be around you, sweetheart, all right? But he won't leave you. But that was a dream interpretation of him telling you that he's reached the rainbow bridge, okay? Would that make any sense for you?
Maybe, but I just still, like, the again, like, the last couple of days, like, it was before I had that dream, and then after, it was, like, it was sort of, like, I was, like, I would wake up, and I was like, kind of dizzy and, like, out of my body, and, like, it was just really, really creepy. And are you getting anything else about that? Because I don't know.
Feel
it was very... Yeah.
With you just saying you feel as though you was out of your body, okay, I feel as though that could be some sort of astral projection, that you've been practicing astral projection. Well, you've been asleep, okay, and you've not known about it, all right, because sometimes astral projection can do that as well. It can make your heart race, and it feels sometimes as though you're falling as well. Would that make sense?
I really was thinking that it was like that they kind of amped up the EMS, and like I was feeling like this like electromagnetic like frequency that was like kind of screwing up my vibration or something, like getting me ungrounded.
Yeah.
Like it was just, like
no,
that's
it's
what was
nothing,
creeping me out.
No, it's nothing getting you ungrounded, darling. It's you practicing, this is what it feels like. It feels like when you're asleep, it feels like you've got a magnet and it's trying to pull you out of your body. It's not the fact that it's going to unground you, darling. It's some sort of astral projection. It's astral projection that does that as well. And then when you wake up, your heart is racing 10 to the dozen. You're thinking, well, what the blooming hell's just happened there? Do you know what I mean? I do feel as though that's what could be happening, darling. I do feel as though the angels are trying to get you to do some sort of astral projection to connect more with your inner self, okay, as well. I understand that things have been like frustrating for you, and sometimes when frustration gets the better of you or some trauma gets the better of you, this is when these things start happening. Would you understand that?
I don't know. I didn't think it was that at all. I lucid dream, but I guess what you're saying, I'll have to like think about that, because I mean, I was afraid to go to sleep last night, and because it's been happening every night that I'm like not getting a good night's sleep, which is nothing new, but I can't like I'm up every couple of hours, and then it's like my heart is pounding a lot, and I'm like, just relax.
Yeah.
It's like, it's scary.
Yeah. This is what it could be as well. Or you could have spirit around you as well. Would you understand if I said to you that you have been having a lot of cold feeling as well around you just lately, please?
Well, as far as like with the, I don't know if it's been cold, but sometimes when I'm getting ready to go to sleep, or like I'm laying in bed really tired, I'll feel like it feels like dark energy is in my apartment, or I feel scared about something. And I'm going to sage, because I keep saying when I'm like that half asleep, oh, let me sage the apartment. But
yeah,
I guess I'm like afraid of dark energy. Like it just, something is like seems, I mean, I hope it's done with, but something was scaring me.
Well, the thing I can do with that, the thing I can say with that is sage your apartment once every other day. Okay. Sage your apartment once every other day, please. And then do you sage as in incense sage, or do you actually get the sage that you can light, and you can take it around the room and you can like run it around with your hands? Which sort of sage do you use?
I do that. I take it around and go in the crevices and everything.
Right. So you're using smudging sage?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. As well as that, what I can suggest as well is you get some sage incense as well. Burn that as well. maybe smudge sage every other day and then burn sage, incense sage, every other day as well. Okay, so one day you're doing smudging sage and one day you're just burning incense sage as well. That will keep any dark energy that you're feeling around you at bay, and it won't bother you then at all. Okay, because that's what I do when I feel as though I'm getting dark energy around me. I burn incense sage one day and then smudging sage another. Okay, and it seems to work for me as well. So I'd suggest that as well, Jessica, please. Then pray to the angels and ask them to give you some white light. Okay, or if you've got white candles, light some white candles and get some white light around you as well. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I do when I'm like laying in bed and I start having these like little fears come up. I'm like praying like crazy, and then I'm just so tired, you go to sleep, and then it's like I'll sleep a couple hours, and then I'll wake up and feel like that. You know, I think it's like there's just so much dark energy running around these days that it's like you have to really protect yourself even more.
Yeah. Or what I could suggest as well, get about 6 white candles, and they have to be the pillar candles, okay? Put them in a circle and sit in the middle of the circle of the white light, okay? And the white light as well will cleanse you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, as well as the saging, do that as well. Sit in a circle of 6 white candles, and they have to be the pillar candles, okay, like churches have in. Sit in the middle of that and just sit there for about 10 minutes and just let the white light cleanse you, and you will feel so much better, okay?
Okay.
All right then, darling. I thank you for calling in.
You think that's a combination of, like, the astral travel and the dark energy?
Well, I don't think it's the astral travel so much, darling, but I do feel as though it is, as well as, okay?
It's both. Both, you're saying?
Okay. No, I don't feel as though it's, okay, thank you.
Wait, which one do you think it is?
It's the dark energy that you're feeling.
Okay. All right. Let's see where we are. Right. Stacey.
Hello.
Hi, Stacey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself? Hope you're all right. How can I help, darling?
Well, I lost myself spiritually, and I feel like something's trying to tell me something, but I don't know what it is, and I was wondering if you could help me out with that.
Right. Okay. All right. Sweetheart, I feel as though somebody's trying to answer a question that you want answering. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay. This is what they're trying to give you. They're trying to give you a sign because there's questions around something that you're not 100% with, sweetheart. All right? I feel as though you're not 100% with something. I feel as though there's something around you that you think you've got a wrong answer for. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay. Stacey, would you understand the gentleman in spirit that's just not long past, please?
Not really.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's a gentleman spirit trying to give you an answer to a question. Okay. There's something surrounding the treatment of. I feel as though it's something surrounding the treatment of somebody. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You need to start asking the questions, darling. You need to start asking questions. I'm being told to tell you. Okay, and then get the answers that you're looking for. Because I feel as though there's answers. this is difficult. I feel as though there's answers you're needing to questions surrounding someone's treatment, obviously. But I feel as though you feel as though somebody's not being treated properly or treated the way they're supposed to be. Would you understand that, please?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. You've got to start asking these questions, darling, please, because I'm being told to tell you that you've got to go with what your gut's telling you. You've got to go with what your gut's telling you, sweetheart, because there's some part of it that you could be right on. Okay, I don't understand why he's trying to tell me this. All right, but there's some part of it that you could be right on. Would you understand which part that would be?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. You need to question it because that part that you don't think's quite right is what your gut's telling you. Okay.
Okay.
You need to start an answer to get them questions asked before anything does start and flare up, because he's worried about a feeling as though it's a female figure, sweetheart. Would you understand that?
Yes, I would.
Right, okay. I'm feeling as though it's a female figure that you're questioning the treatment of. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Right, okay. Obviously, with me not being a doctor, this is why I'm advising you to start asking the questions, okay? Because I do feel as though there's something that's making this female more sick than she was. Would you understand that?
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
Right, okay. This is why you've got to start asking these questions. This is what this gentleman's been trying to tell you. You was right that somebody is trying to talk to you and tell you about something that needs to be answered. Yes, you was right about that. And yes, you was sensing it. Yes, you did have a gut feeling about it as well, darling. So I am going to say well done for that. Okay. Yes, you needed some extra help. And this is the advice that I'm giving you, sweetheart, please, because you do need to ask these questions because something needs to be reversed. Would you understand that, please? Or something needs to be taken away.
Kind of, in a sort, in a sense.
Yeah, okay. Because, yes, you are right, and you need to go with your gut, because this gentleman's been feeling that you need to go with your gut, darling. Okay, this is what he's been trying to tell you. Okay, because I feel as though this gentleman, he's either a father figure or he's a grandfather figure. Would you understand a grandfather or a father in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay, I do feel as though this is what this gentleman is trying to say. Because I do, excuse me if I say, please correct me if I'm wrong with this, but I am leaning towards the side of a father figure. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I would.
Right, okay. I feel as though this father figure is more worried about this lady figure up where he is now than what he was when he was down on the earth plane, because I do feel as though this lady figure and this father figure was very, very close. Would you understand that?
Well, I mean, they were, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, okay. Because I want you to understand that, yes, you'll need to start asking these questions, darling, because your gut is telling you that something's not right. And this is what this father figure's trying to say, sweetheart, okay? This is what this father figure's saying to you. He says you've always had a good sense of when something's not right. Okay, he's telling me to tell you, you've always had a good sense as to when something's not right ever since you've been growing up. You've always asked the questions when you're feeling that something's not right. Would you understand that?
Yes, I would.
Right, okay. He wants you to start and ask them questions now, and he says, don't be afraid to ask these questions, please. He says he feels as though you're refraining from answering questions. Would that make sense?
Yes. But I got a question. But what if they don't answer?
You go to a higher power.
Okay.
You go to a higher power. If you don't get the answers you need, keep going up the ladder until you do get the answers you need. This is what I'm being told to tell you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Would you understand what I'm saying with that, please?
Yes, I do.
Right. Okay. So you need to sit, you need to answer these questions. He's insistent that you need these questions and answers, please. You do need these questions and answers. All right?
So do I contact her? Contact her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, love.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you for calling. Sorry. Carry on.
I'll hurry real quick. When I contact her, do I tell her what... Do I tell her what I know already, or do I, what do I say to her?
You just need the questions. So you just need to start asking the questions, darling. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much, darling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
Stacey. Okay, that's Stacey. Maybe. Where are we? Sandra.
Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Hi. I'm just open to whatever spirit has for me, so.
Okay.
No particular questions.
Okay. Sandra, would you understand there's a situation going on around you right now, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel as though it's a situation that's bringing bad energy around you. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I feel, sweetheart, something needs to be resolved. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't feel, sweetheart, it's something that needs to be resolved between you and someone else. I feel as though it needs to be resolved between somebody that's close to you. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yes, I do, totally.
Right, okay. They don't want you to be getting involved with it, okay?
Yes.
I don't know who these mm-hmm. people are, but there's a lady and gentleman with you saying to me, please tell her not to get involved with it. Let them sort it out themselves. Okay. I feel as though they keep running to you for advice.
Yes.
Okay. They're saying to me, you've got enough going on around you. You don't need anybody else's problems. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. You need to tell them they need to sort it out themselves, okay? You need to put your foot down with them, okay? This is what I'm being told to tell you. You need to put your foot down with them, sweetheart, because it's them that's giving you bad energy that's around you. Plus, I feel as though the energy that they're giving you is adding to the... I feel as though there's some bad energy that's around yourself as well, not just the bad energy that's causing the situation between the others, but I feel as though there's something that's causing a lot of bad energy around you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, I've been having some stomach issues because of the stress.
Right, okay, love. With that, yes, you do need to tell them to sort it out themselves, because I do feel as though you need to sort yourself out before you can help everybody else. All right, darling. because I don't think they're quite understanding what's going on with you because they've not taken the time to ask. Would that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I tend to be the strong one and always
feel
for everybody else.
Yeah. But I do feel as though you need to tell them to sort it out themselves, sweetheart, because you need to sort your own stuff out. You need to sort this stomach issue out, please, because I feel as though I've either got a grandmother figure and a grandfather figure around me or a mother and father figure. But I do feel as though when these people were down on the earth plane, they were very, very strict and they said the situation going on now will be nipped in the bud straight away. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. They're not happy. They're not happy of why they're using you as a scapegoat. Would you understand that? Why they're saying that?
Yes.
Right, okay. This is why they're saying put your foot down because you need to sort your own issues out, darling. All right? You need to sort the issues out. I feel as though it's siblings that are fighting. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ringleader in there somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. There's a ringleader in there somewhere that's completely spreading too much hatred, they're saying. There's somebody, the ringleader's spreading too much hatred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Real pain in the ass right now.
Yeah. I'm feeling that because they're making me want to say she. They're making me want to say she. Okay.
Because, it makes sense because he has very feminine energy. Yeah.
Yeah, they're making me want to say she. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Will she ever move?
With the way she is interfering in other people's lives, no, I don't think she will. Okay. Because she's too much of a busybody, I'm being told to tell you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's
all
funny
right.
You keep saying she because it really is a male, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I'm being told to tell you no. The way, I don't know why they're saying she if it's a male. Okay. I don't know why they're saying she.
He's a gay male. And
oh, right, okay.
Energy. Very, very
okay.
Feminine.
Yeah. Right, okay. So basically he needs to start and sort himself out before he starts causing animosity amongst the family. I feel as though he's trying to break a family apart. Okay.
Mm.
I do feel as though he's trying to break somebody's family apart. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading wild accusations or wild rumors. Okay. This is what I'm being told to tell you. But if this lady and this gentleman was here, they said they would have nipped it straight in the bud and told him to go and mind his own beeswax. Okay.
Okay.
They told him to go mind his own beeswax and keep his sort his own life out instead of sorting the life out of others. All right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So if they come to you, you've now got to say, look, turn around and say, look, I've got my own issues to deal with. I need you to sort it out between you or just pretend you're not in, she said. This lady said, just pretend you're not home.
That's it. That's what I tend to do. Just like, I'm not in this. I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's saying, tell them that you're not home. Or pretend that you're not home. All right. Because she said she's getting as fed up of it. And this gentleman's getting fed up of it as well. Because you need, as I say, you need to sort your own health issues out. And you need to sort something else out besides your own health issues. Would that make sense?
It does.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So please, you've got to stop letting them use you as a scapegoat, basically, love. pardon me.
Okay.
They want you to start and think more of yourself. Okay. Just shut the outside world off and start thinking about yourself, sweetheart, please. They're saying that they're understanding that sometimes it can be difficult, but you've got to have mm-hmm. that sense of strength. Okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to have that okay. strength, and you've got to have that strength behind you to tell them straight out, look, this is none of my business. Please, 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 just get on with it yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. They want you to start and get that strength behind you because there's issues, as I say, there's your health issues and there's something else going on with you at the same time that you need to sort out as well, sweetheart, okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you see
right.
me moving?
Yeah, I can see you moving. I think with you to do when you move, sweetheart, I think it will be the best idea that you've made, because then that
okay.
way you're from all the way, away from all the animosity as well. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Makes perfect sense.
All right.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much, love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Bye bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Sandra. Right. I don't know what that was. Okay. Right. That's about it for this one then, ladies and gents. I'll say a big, big thank you to Tina once again. I have no idea what that was. We're going to play out now and we'll see you all again on Wednesday, hopefully. I can say that nobody out of 10 calls donated this evening, which is miserable. But Wednesday will be a little bit different because you will donate. Otherwise, there'll be no show.